up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
Police Chief Paul Workman retires this month after 5 years in the department's top job and a 38-year career devoted solely to Laguna Beach. City Manager John Petigue says that open recruitment will begin immediately. The department's two most senior commanders, Captain Darren Linney and Jason Kravitz, who supervise field and investigative divisions respectively, are likely internal candidates for the job. Neither would comment about whether they will apply for the post. Sympathetic to pleas from Sawdust Art Festival board members and exhibitors, the City Council Tuesday agreed to make an exception for pay parking spots on the festival's frontage road. Their action reverses a weeks-old policy change that extended pay meter hours until 9 p.m., 2 hours past the traditional cutoff time. Meter hours throughout Laguna Beach moved to 9 p.m. from 7 p.m. as part of a package of pilot parking initiatives that began July 1st. If all goes according to plan, the Festival of the Arts will open their 2015 season with a brand new look, since the City Council gave the thumbs up to permits for proposed renovations to the public park. In addition to a new facade, the project includes a reoriented entrance into the grounds, an entrance canopy, a pedestrian promenade, seating elements, and added landscaping. You will be hard-pressed to see all the sights during Art Walk tonight, but here are some of the highlights. Surfboard shapers and artists aim for a new peak tonight. See the result for yourself at Dave Hobrek's Sports Gallery downtown. He and neighboring artist Wyland are using surfboards as their canvas. The creatively surfaced boards they made, along with 26 others made by other artists, will go up for auction in October. The gala in Huntington Beach will raise money to fight skin cancer. Award-winning filmmaker Jason Boffa presents his latest documentary, Bella Vita, chronicling a surfer's journey through Italy at the Inn at Laguna Beach tonight. Guests are invited to stop by the upstairs terrace between 5 and 9 p.m. to meet the filmmaker. The film's subject, surfer, artist, and environmentalist Chris Del Moro, will also be present. Sandstone Gallery presents Dreamscapes, oil paintings by Anna Kim, along with Trespassing Time, monotypes by Ann Moore. Meet the artist from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight during Art Walk. Sue Greenwood Fine Art hosts the exhibition Liquid, featuring guest artists Isabel Brown and Susie Barnard and 8 others. The show opens with artist reception tonight at 6 to 9 p.m. The downtown Townley Gallery holds a live art auction tonight during the 6 to 9 p.m. Art Walk as well. For the first time, Artist Republic opens 2 individual shows at the same time. The first solo show, The Day You Arrived, features Dallas artist Carlos Danyon. His work appeared at the cover of New American Paintings as a featured artist and Artist of the Year. Hagop Najaran, John Solomon, and Lance Cyril Mountain bring new small works for Straight No Chaser, both open tonight during Art Walk. Beverages will be provided from Pizza Port Brewing Company and music from Ragged Old Sailor. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell on KX at 1 Laguna.